New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. How you doing, Stephen? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right. Slowly improved. On the mend, I think.
That's good. That's good.
How about yourself?
Oh, never better. It's a good day today. Tuesday's going to be good.
Have you finished all the move and stuff after the little renos and paint job and stuff at the house?
Just about there. Assembled a new bed last night.
Oh, that's exciting.
You get one of those mattresses out of that's rolled up in a tube and you cut the plastic. Yep.
Shoots out, explodes.
Where's that come from? Unbelievable.
Never get it back in, will
you? Nope, you never would. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good.
That's the way. Now, we've got to talk about these people that haven't paid for their nails. Have you seen the video, Jess?
I have not seen the video, actually.
Oh, treat yourself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
So this is why the description is so detailed, because there is an exceptional video.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I mean, the slides, that tells you a lot, I think.
Yeah. I did think that as I was reading.
I feel like you could skip most of that description and just say eshays. There's a few eshays
literally,
knocking about.
Literally.
Yeah. Got their nails done and then... on the run.
Here's a tip. Here's where I saw it on Newcastle Reddit.
Yeah.
So you can go find it there. I'm sure it's circulating
it's
on the internet everywhere
down.
As well.
But. It is not far down. Treat yourself for a Tuesday morning, a bunch of eshays doing a nail paint and run. I don't think I've ever said that sentence, but I've really enjoyed it. Waking up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, first up, we are talking about the two that ran off from the Waratah Nail Salon without paying. Now, we talked about the video. Have you seen the video?
I did watch the video. It was everything I expected and more.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Do yourself a favour if you haven't. Don't look.
Like, if you're wondering how the description of the two perpetrators is so detailed, it's because there's excellent video that's out. There.
Excellent video. Also, such a not great situation. I mean, the poor people who work at the salon.
Oh, terrible, right?
So it happened on Sunday afternoon. The two girls went and got like $140 worth of manicures and nails and whatever, and then left without paying. The staff went out into the car park to follow them to be like, well, excuse me, you haven't paid. And then the two girls allegedly assaulted the workers in the car park. So, obviously, a report was made to police, and police are trying to track down the pair, as you said. Very good descriptions. The first woman, Caucasian, blonde hair, black hoodie, grey track pants, and black and white slides.
Now, do you reckon
just say it.
Are they Adidas or are they off-brand?
I reckon they're off-brand.
Four stripes on your Adidas.
And the second one was wearing white sneakers instead of slides, grey jumper, dark pants, dark brown hair. So if you know anything, call police.
Yeah, because I didn't know about Get Polished, which is the little nail salon there in the Waratah Village. Had a look. It's pretty cool. Someone has gotten Vegemite jar nails done. Look at that. They're pretty amazing. If I got those, I'd be stoked.
That is pretty flash.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know what's crazy about this story, though?
Yeah.
Kids just like... No respect for authority anymore.
Literally. Yeah.
Like,
I'm not paying for this. I'm just going
to
leave.
I would have been so scared as a kid. Terrified to try and pull a stunt like that. They just don't care anymore.
Well, hopefully the cops find them. That's all I can say.
Exactly.
Anyway, we will move on because one of our very own, Nadine McBride, has been, I guess, recognised for all she did for the Singleton Roosters.
Yeah, so Nadine was tragically one of the 10 people who died in that horrific bus crash in Greta back in June. I can't believe it was that long ago now. Mm. But the AFL Central Coast and Hunter had their awards last night, and Nadine Queen has been posthumously recognised as the New South Wales ACT AFLW Community Ambassador for her amazing contribution to women's AFL. She started up the Singleton Roosters, coached them. She had a big hand in the Sydney Swans Academy as well. She played at a national level herself. She did incredible stuff for the sport, and so many girls in the AFL community really looked up to Nadine. And as part of this award, there's a $1,000 grant to donate to a club of the recipient's choice, and also an opportunity to be involved in the AFLW final series. So that'll be presented to the Singleton Roosters on her behalf to do with what they will. So.
Wow, that's actually, you know, from all of that tragedy, that's something nice to come out of
it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, very good. Thanks for that, Jess.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
All right, Stephen, yesterday went for a quick bite for lunch at a local cafe in Mayfield, right?
Yep.
And I was like, oh, how's it going today? She went, yesterday, absolutely buzzing till about 2 o'clock. Today, I think people are nursing their sore heads because there was no...
Oh.
She's like, no one's come in here.
No, she's referring to the night's win.
Obviously.
She
goes, I think everyone's a bit hungover because it's not just all those people that are at McDonald Jones Stadium. People are just filling the pubs and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And spent all their money and a bit hungover today and just not going into cafes.
Well, there would have been a few lemonades consumed on Sunday,
just
you would imagine.
Just a couple, yeah, just a couple. So hopefully a better business day for her today.
Oh, hopefully, yeah. People will slowly but surely recover throughout the week, you would imagine.
Back to normal, if you will.
And you know what? There would have been a lot of sickies yesterday as well.
Oh, all across the Hunter. Oh, sorry, boss. I'm not feeling that well. I can't make it in today. Anything? Is it night's fever by any chance? Because I reckon that's the only thing you're ill with. Get in here and do your work.
No.
UFM.
And Crevo, surely... Slowly but surely, I suppose, vaping has become a big problem, especially in high schools, right?
Yeah, who would have thought?
Well, something that I didn't see at all, even in my time at school, which was only, you know, just over 5 years ago. But it's just in the last 5 years really blown up, I guess. And the supply, kids seem to be getting their hands on them too easily.
Yeah.
They seem to be able to doing them in schools. So I guess under the radar, if you will, New South Wales has started to implement these vape detectors in school bathrooms. So I wasn't aware, because I guess I don't really know how the vapes work.
Yeah.
But the classic smoke alarm, while a pretty good detector for cigarette smoke,
doesn't do anything for vapes.
Pretty temperamental for the vape. Might detect it, might not.
Right.
You know, kind of a bit of a 50-50, if you will. Not even a 50-50.
Yeah,
they're
right.
not very good. So they've got this new technology, these new detectors, which are all in one, I suppose. So they will pick up cigarette smoke as well as normal smoke, but they'll pick up the vapors from your e-cigarette.
Yeah, wow. So schools be rushing to get these in, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, apparently, like, only 2 years ago or so, schools were very reluctant on them. You know, oh, we'll teach the kids about the consequences. We have good kids. They'll understand. Unfortunately, the problem has just got out of proportion.
Yeah.
So, like I said, they've been kind of sneakily under the radar, if you will, installing these into New South Wales schools. One school in Sydney, they got, like, 50 kids the first day.
Wow. There's a lot of people vaping, a lot of kids vaping in the bathrooms.
Some of the big schools, which are like unnamed, but have got these like detectors in, are claiming 350 kids per week they're getting at the moment. So obviously they're getting them. But I'm not sure how I feel about these detectors, because while they do detect the vapors, they also detect sound. So they don't record like clear sound per se. They measure decibels, which then could alert teachers to antisocial behaviour such as yelling, supposedly. Anyway, basically what they're saying is that the devices are then remotely connected to a computer program which can email or text teachers in real time to tell them when vaping has been detected. And if schools use this in conjunction with security cameras, they can line up the two.
Oh.
So they can go like, here's a kid going in the bathroom. 2 minutes later,
vape detector
goes off. Must be that kid.
Wow, that is, I mean, on one hand, I'm like, that's pretty dystopian.
It's Big Brother, isn't it?
But on the other hand, if they're catching 350 kids a week, vaping's a big problem and they need to stop that, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one because I feel like you, my gut instinct was, that's not right.
It's a bit dystopian, but yeah. If every single kid's vaping, that's not good either.
Yeah, but like, so then you stop the problem of them vaping at school, but they just go home and vape it.
Maybe.
You know, like, what? There's got to be, I don't know. Obviously, this is, I don't think anyone's claiming this is the solution to the problem either. It's probably just part of the solution. I don't know. I don't think you can record people like that going in and out of toilets.
No, it's not ideal either. It all feels a bit weird to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. It's a brave new world.
Like I said, though, early days of this technology, so it's a bit of a feeling out process.
Fine-tuning.
I'm sure, like, once they really nut out the kinks of this and work out the details, it will be an effective way or a more effective way to deter kids from using them.
Yeah.
But, at the moment,
needs to be done, right?
At the moment, they're catching a lot of kids. And the vaping problem is only getting worse at schools.
Definitely. Thanks for that. Good information. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
Yeah, Creebo, let's do this thing. Of course, the early bird gets the worm. And by that, I mean you. You're up and about early. And you could get yourself a juicy worm of $100 worth of free fuel. Give us a call now, 4967-4105. Of course, we need 2 Nova Castries to battle it out in our game of 3 of a kind.
Yeah, if you haven't heard how it works, we give you 3 things and you got to figure out, what's the theme between those 3 things? You get it right and beat your opponent. Prize is all yours. $100 worth of free petrol.
That's it. It's 1st of 2, best of 3. Quick example for you, Crevo. If you are just listening for the first time, welcome.
Yeah.
If I were to say to you, crunchy picnic cherry, right?
Crevo.
Go on.
Chocolate bars.
It is so simple. That number, one more time, 4967-4105.
And the first warrior that steps up to the plate is, of course, Josh from Maryland. Good morning, Josh.
Josh. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Now, who are you supporting on Saturday?
I think it's Newcastle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think
very
the
good.
Mighty Knights were up against.
Go the Knights.
Yeah, go the Knights. That's up against it. Josh, we have Oliver and Maitland. Hey, Oliver, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, you feeling, keen to go? You feeling confident this morning?
Yeah, feeling quick.
Oh, that's what we'd like to hear. A bit good of a battle of the Titans, if you will. Mm. Before we get into it, of course, let's test everyone's buzzer. Josh, you go first.
Josh.
Lovely. Oliver?
Oliver.
Yep, easy.
All so fast.
Nice and quick from both our contestants. All right, best of luck, gents. Like Crevo said, it's 1st of 2, best of 3. And I'll start you off with gravy, mushroom, peppercorn.
Josh. Oliver.
Josh, quicker there.
Sauces. Steak.
Yeah, well, didn't even have to be that specific, but well done. Correct. 1 to Josh.
I love that. Excellent work.
All right.
1 on the board.
Still time for you to catch up here, Oliver. The next one is violin, harp, guitar.
Oliver, Josh.
Oliver was quicker there.
Instrument.
Well, what kind of instrument?
String instrument.
Yeah, correct. Well done.
Okay.
Give it to Oliver.
1 apiece, which means things are getting intense in here. $100 worth of petrol on the line.
All right, here we go, gents. Winner takes the chockies this morning. Your last one is Omo, cold power, vanish.
Oliver.
Josh in quicker.
Washing powder.
Washing powder is.
He's got it!
Oh my god, I won. Go Newcastle.
Yes! Go Newcastle indeed, and go you, Josh. Congratulations, mate. $100 fuel card coming your way.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. I need it. There's too dear these days.
Isn't it? Absolutely is. Well.
Is he beeping his horn as well? Unreal. What? These are incredible scenes. Now, Oliver, can we get you back tomorrow for another go?
I'll be back tomorrow.
Excellent.
Good man.
Just what I like to see. This is an amazing bit of technology. I briefly mentioned it before.
I don't believe it.
It's a tattoo you can essentially turn off. So maybe you're going out for the night, you want to show off your tats, just switch them on, and they come on like a light. Now, I say that because the way that you trigger them, if you will, is by, you know those little UV torches?
Yeah.
You run that over it, and then it's like, on.
Right. And it stays on even when the torch isn't on it?
That's right. and then you run it over it again and it like switches it off.
Rubbish.
No, this guy, his name's Carson Bruns. He's this like a particle scientist or something. Nano engineer is the technical term, based in Colorado, and he's done a bunch of different things with tattoo, I guess, inks and technology.
Right.
In fact, he's currently working on one where basically it will be a tattoo that can alert you as your blood sugar changes. So for like diabetics and stuff, it can alert you so that, you know, if your blood sugar drops or goes too high, you'll know from this little tattoo.
Feels like something out of Star Trek. So just to clarify, it's not like it's written in invisible ink and you can only see it under UV light.
That is
UV light is just used as a switch to turn it on and off.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's like coating each like ink particle or whatever it is in this like a photovoltaic material. Like this is something that they would, I guess, based on like solar technologies. It's just unbelievable. He said the ink is now available. It's called, he's calling it Magic Ink. A half ounce bottle is $100, which is heaps more than regular ink.
Yeah.
And he said, look, there's, I guess, a degree of risk in this new type of ink because it hasn't been trialed long term or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's got it available in America. It's just crazy.
That is, I actually don't believe it. That's unbelievable. The things that we do with technology now.
I know.
The future is now. Like that. Like
we're
I said
living
before,
in the future.
It feels like something out of Star Trek or Star Wars or something like that. It doesn't seem real.
A disappearing tattoo is incredible. This guy is, he's changing the game.
The only thing I'd say about that, though, is if you want a tattoo that you can turn on and off, you don't want a tattoo. Maybe think twice about that tattoo.
Yeah, or get one of those, like, you know, shirts that looks like you have tattoos, because that's pretty much the same thing. Just take it off.
Take
the
shirt off. Yeah, temporary tattoo. You can just buy a bunch of packs of them.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's more your style. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And Jess, have we still got you there?
You sure do.
You're a bit of a gym junkie. You like getting in there and, you know, lifting all the weights and that. I've been trying to go to the gym for the last couple of weeks. I need to ask you, just for my own, I guess, sense of sanity.
Uh-huh.
Is it usual to go backwards before you go forwards?
Potentially.
Oh, I feel like I'm getting worse. Yeah, I feel like she's just saying that to save my feelings. I feel like I'm getting worse.
You're not getting worse.
What's happening here? Jess, as an expert, break it down for us.
Maybe you're trying to do harder things and it feels like it's getting worse because it's harder.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I can see how much weight I'm putting on it and I know it's less than last time. I'm still struggling just as much. That's all right. I'll get there.
Don't go too high too fast.
Yeah, that. Okay.
I'm the Icarus of going to the gym. Flying too close to the sun. You know, I've got to tone back a little bit. Anyway, we'll keep you here, Jess, because up next, I do need your help sorting, I guess, a little bit of a dilemma. So make sure you stick by. I've been crook over the last couple of days. And I think I should be compensated.
All right.
Explain how in a matter of minutes. And, of course, we've got gold class tickets up for grabs for getting involved in the show. And, Creevo, I was letting you know. I mean, I am starting to feel slightly better, but was really crook over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just had, like, flu symptoms, I suppose. Really not good. Sore throat. Was really struggling to talk. Really phlegmy. Anyway, it wasn't very nice. And while I was at home bedridden, all I could help but think was, God, I only ever get sick on the weekend, right? I never get sick during the week. You know, I was in a woe is me type frame of mind.
Too bad, so sad.
Yeah, all that. And I was feeling very sorry for myself. And part of that thought process was, yeah, why do I only get sick on the weekend? I never get sick during the week. So to combat this, I've decided that I reckon it would be all right if I took a couple sick days in lieu, right? I'm thinking maybe tomorrow and Thursday, take the days off to compensate me for the 2 days where I was sick on my days off.
No,
On the weekend.
You got sick on the weekend. That's a tough break. You can't do that.
No, but like if your day off falls during a public holiday, then you get a day off in lieu.
Not the same.
That's how, well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. My day off fell when I was sick. Didn't get to enjoy my day off. So I reckon maybe I'm entitled to take a couple of days off. I've signed up to work 5 days, relax two, right? I haven't had my relaxing 2 days. I haven't had them. I'm entitled to them.
Aww.
I think I should be able to take maybe tomorrow off, maybe Thursday off.
Nah.
You know what? I'll take Thursday, Friday. I'll push it back so I can get a 4-day weekend.
As a business owner, you're going to send the, if you implement this, you'll send the country bankrupt. You can't do that. People get sick on the weekends. That's what happens.
But you know what? I've been
too
here
bad,
for,
so sad.
I've been here for over a year. I've not taken one sick day.
Well, you shouldn't have got sick on the weekend. That's your problem.
That's what I'm saying. Not my choice, you know? If I was genuinely sick on Wednesday, this wouldn't have been an issue. Because I was sick on the weekend, I'll just say Wednesday. I'm not sending them broke. I'm still using the same amount of sick days.
No, you're not. You're using less if you don't.
Think about it.
This you're not ridiculous. Using them.
No, well, that's it, but I'm entitled to them. I get them every year. They don't roll over.
Yeah, I just don't agree. I just think those sick days that you've got, say, whatever it is, 10 or something per year,
yeah,
that's calculated on the fact that some sick days will fall on weekends.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
It's worked out. You might need 10 more. And you're a few days sick on the weekend. That's all it has come into the calculations. If you think it hasn't, you're delusional.
Well, you're talking about sending businesses broke.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to bring Jess in because she's part of the management team here.
Oh, yeah.
She's in all the management meetings
sure.
and all that good stuff. So bring Jess in. I guess need her to back me up in this and tell me that I'm right for taking my days in lieu.
Not a bloody chance.
That's
ridiculous. Like, I was sick over Easter this year and I was so glad that it fell like on the weekend because I didn't have to use sick days, and because I'm like a boss of people, I'm like, that's frustrating if people are sick on a weekday. It's annoying. I've got to deal with it. I've got to get someone to cover the shift.
Thank you. It's annoying.
So what sick days are there for?
Well, yeah, but when you're sick, fine. I don't want you to come in and make me sick.
Yeah.
But if it's on a weekend, suck it up.
Exactly.
Thank you. I can't be the only one who's thinking this.
No, I reckon you might be.
Nah, great change to implement. I want Newcastle to back me up. 4974105.
This is a disaster.
Should you be able to take sick days in lieu? If you fall sick on your regular day off, should you be able to call up the boss and be like, you know what? I was sick over the weekend, so unlucky I'm taking Monday, Tuesday off. I feel fine now, but I'm going to enjoy me 2 days off.
I don't think you're going to get any support on that. It's ridiculous. Let's check it. Oh, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say as well, we've got double passes to Gold Class.
And Vince
Guitara up for grabs as well. What's that magic number? 4967-4105.
All right, let's go to East Maitland. Simon, is Stephen right to take sickies during the week?
I reckon he should stop being the princess, grow some balls and get over it.
Yeah, thank you. Some absolute common sense right there.
All right, nice of Simon to mince his words, to, you know, sugarcoat it for me. That was nice of him.
He's brought you in a nice hot cup of concrete because you need a hard nut.
Oh, dearie me. I need to get some support. That's what I need. I'll go to Charlestown and try and find it. Good morning, Robbie. What are your thoughts?
Well, two things, darling.
Here we go.
Firstly, you probably weren't that sick at all. It's probably man flu.
Oh, that's speculation. Next, though.
Sounds about right.
It's probably true. Secondly, you made the mistake of telling them you were going to have time off. You should have just rung up on Wednesday going, I've got it back. I need to have some time off.
Yeah, well, no, but if the people have agreed with me, then, you know, what...
So Robbie's saying just fake it.
What can the boss do, though? If I say all of Newcastle's agreed, I can take some sick time off in lieu. What are they going to do? They can't argue with all the Newcastle.
Well, at the moment, no one agrees with you, so you're not doing too well.
Yeah, not doing great at the moment. Let's go into town, into Nui, where we say good morning to Todd. What are your thoughts, mate?
Good morning, guys. Cracker of a day. Who in their right mind would have a day off like this, I guess? Anyway, I've had a lot of situations that gave a great thought and reflected on it, and I've come to the conclusion that I think he's completely lost his mind, and on that merit, he's absolutely entitled to a mental health day.
Because he's completely lost his mind. So which day are you having off?
So Todd's on my side, right? That's one to me.
I think so. It's a little bit unclear.
Look, the number's not on my side, so I'll take support in whatever form I can get it. Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much. And on his advice, not coming in tomorrow.
All right. I won't see you tomorrow.
Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, last night was family dinner at the Charlestown Castle.
Oh, lovely.
Always a nice family affair. So we put on a movie last night. Mm-hmm. And my housemate Nick cooked up a storm.
Oh, what did you get? Some fish out of the moat or?
No. Quite that fresh. But he did do up like a little chicken pasta bake.
Ooh.
It was very nice.
Fancy.
The only person I know under the age of 35 still using a recipe book, a physical recipe book as well, which is on another side
note.
Where
did you even get that?
I don't know. No idea. I thought they just belonged in museums. Anyway, a very nice meal served with a glass of red Shiraz, if you don't mind.
Red Shiraz.
A Nick special. So thoroughly enjoyed tea last night. And yeah, next week it's my turn once again, so the pressure is on.
What are you gonna do? What are you thinking?
I think if I've got time, keen on making a lasagna.
Ooh, the pasta from scratch and everything?
Not quite that, you know, to that extent.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
The only problem is next Sunday is Cardiff Hawks Silly Sunday.
Oh.
So I might not be in any state on Monday to make a lasagna.
Might be a pasta bake as well.
Yeah, who knows? Might be KFC. We'll see. But anyway, I digress. Up next, there's been thousands of words added to the Macquarie Dictionary, Crevo. And I want to test you on the Gen Z editions, if you will.
This makes me very nervous as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And Crevo, like I teased before, thousands of new words added to the Macquarie Dictionary, including some Gen Z, I guess like colloquial or slang terms, which have now found themselves official dictionary definitions.
Yeah.
So what I thought I'd do is test you on these new words.
Yeah, because you're Gen Z, I'm full millennial.
Yeah, so I want to see if you know these words.
Old fogey over here.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Nearly 50.
Yeah, well, that's it. Really getting on. But what I thought I'd do is give you some of these words. All I'll do is give you a word, and I'll get you to tell me what you think a definition of it could be.
All right, I'm ready.
We'll start with a real easy one for you, one I'm pretty sure you're familiar with. One of the words that's been added to the Macquarie Dictionary, official dictionary definition of the bachelor's handbag, Crevo.
It's obviously roast chook in a bag.
Yeah, that's it. Supermarket roast chook. Correct.
Simple.
That's one on the board to you. Well done. So
excellent.
You're one from one
excellent
to start with. Another one you'll be pretty familiar with, especially over the last couple of years, spicy cough.
Yeah, of course. COVID.
Yeah, that's it. You're two from two. All right, this is where they start to get a little bit harder, I think, Crevo.
I'm ready.
Would you be familiar with the term situationship?
Is this just like you're in a relationship with someone because it's convenient?
No.
Nah.
It's a relationship between two people, but they do not consider each other partners.
Ah.
So it's that early phase of dating, I guess.
Yeah, right.
So it's like the talking stage of a relationship.
Friends, friends with benefits?
It's like the stage before you become exclusive.
You mean just someone you're friends with? You're hooking up with them
more? But there's romantic intentions.
That's just someone you're flirting with?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Don't be salty because you got it wrong.
Yeah, I am salty because I got it wrong.
No, well, all right. Next one I've got for you is the ick.
It's just grossed out by something.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, it's a sudden strong aversion to one's partner or one who you used to consider attractive or charming.
Yeah,
basically.
Okay.
They've done something and you've gone.
Yeah, it's turned you off.
Turned you off.
Easy.
All right. Next one I've got for you is a cozy.
Cozy?
Yeah.
No.
Cozy.
I have no idea what that is.
Swimming costume.
Oh, I know what that is. Like, I just thought it was a different word for it.
There you go. That's apparently what the young kids are calling it.
Cozy. Yeah. Everyone knows what a cozy is, surely.
Well, there you go.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Wrong, but I knew what it was.
Well, right then.
Okay, excellent.
Let's change it. I'm Quizmaster.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, go for it. Go on.
All right, two more for you.
Yeah.
We're coming to the pointy end of the quiz. A menti bee. Do you know what a menti bee is?
This one's harder. A menti bee.
A menti bee.
No.
A menti bee is a breakdown in one's mental health or a tantrum. Having a menti bee.
Oh, my God.
Something's riled you up at work, you're having a bit of a menti bee.
Yeah, right. Okay, definitely didn't know that.
All right, and the last one that I'm going to quiz you on, officially in Macquarie's dictionary, remember this.
Okay.
Barbiecore.
Is this like because of the Barbie movie, people are wearing outfits like that?
You know, I'm going to take that.
Yeah,
I'm going
right
to take that. It is fashion characterized by an all-pink color palette. especially bright pink. Essentially what you said, Barbie-themed fashion is Barbiecore in the Macquarie Dictionary.
I mean, yeah, I guess it sort of makes sense. The Barbie would be in there as well, for sure, at this point.
Yeah, you'd imagine so.
So Barbiecore not too far behind.
Well, there you go. There's some of the new words that the Gen Zers are slinging around. They've got themselves official dictionary definitions, and now I've not only entertained but educated you as well, Crevo.
It's given me a bit of a mentee bee, this whole situation. New FM.
And Crevo, undoubtedly Knight's Fever has struck the whole Hunter, right? And the whole town behind this team, and of course they are playing Saturday against the Warriors in another do or die final. But you and I have seen popping up, I guess the internet's always listening, and they're always, you know, on the watch for what they can sell you. And I've got so many targeted advertising items around Knights merch.
Yeah, jerseys, the shirts, the scarves, the
coasters,
beanies.
Everything. All, whether it be on Marketplace, Gumtree, official stores, whatever it is, I'm being bombarded with advertisement at the moment for lots of Knights merch. And there is, like you said, a plethora of items that are being sold with a Knights logo on it.
Yeah, anything.
But I feel like there are a few gaps in the market that perhaps the Knights haven't tackled just yet.
Yeah, oh, I see what you did there. I liked it too. And, we're looking for ideas of new merch that should be sold maybe or, you know, possibly could be sold.
Yeah, well, you're an entrepreneur. Sure. So I feel like this is, you know, really plays into your strengths.
Yeah, straight away I had some ideas.
What are you thinking?
Okay, first of all, I thought we could get like a Knight's cutlery set where the Knight is holding like a knife standing up on a fork.
Oh, right, okay.
Imagine that. Every time you have dinner, you're thinking about the Knights. Love that. Or similarly, you know, that's obviously going to work for your steak or whatever, but maybe you want to mix it up with some Asian-inspired food. You could have the jousting sticks, but chopsticks.
Oh, okay.
Sell them to all the sushi restaurants around town.
That is a good idea.
Imagine that, little red and blue chopsticks.
Getting
brilliant.
The Knights into all the restaurants. That's a great idea. Well, let's bring into the fold producer Scott as well. We'll get him on board here because I feel like he's been thinking of some good ideas behind the scenes as well.
Obviously, gents, I'm all over it. Don't you worry.
All right, what have you got for us?
Well, I've got two. I reckon the Knights could go into more of a clothing line. I know they sell their jerseys and they're typically branded like jackets and stuff, but you could always come out with the Bradman vest.
I like that. That's clever.
Or the Kalen poncho.
Oh, also good. Also good.
And wordplay. That always sells well.
Yes. You put the logo on there, put the names of the players on there. Would be fantastic. And in light of Sunday's game, how about the Tyson Gamble mouth guard?
Yeah, well, you need it. Yeah, there you go.
I do like that.
All right. My first thought when it came to this, right? And initially, I was like, what can the Knights sell that'll really help me in terms of my Knights viewing experience?
Sure.
So I thought, let's sell a Knights branded TV remote. Now, this is one that you can put in the lounge room when the Knights are on, right?
Yeah.
And this remote can't turn the telly off, only turns it on. Can't change the channel from the Knights game. And it's got one volume button. That's up. Oh, it only goes up.
I like that.
Therefore, people can't change it. But I thought, you know what? That technology's wasted on a TV remote. Why don't the Knights get involved with the Google Glass? Imagine having them in your glasses there. Knights games, all of them live, right there in front of you.
At all times.
And, you know, when the games aren't on, highlights Knights content 24/7 with the Google Glass. I think that's the next area of their market to go into.
Knights Goggles by Stephen. Excellent idea. I hope you sell millions.
I think I will.
New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, don't be forgetting, after 8 o'clock, of course, your next chance to get yourself in the draw for a $10,000 spa, thanks to our friends Just Spas Newcastle. We've got a very elusive, I guess, star in the spa at the moment.
Yeah, right.
One that's been causing Novocastrians issues. So what you'll get at 8 o'clock is a little bit of a clue. Ooh. And, of course, that audio again to try and get you in the draw for this $10,000 spa.
It's clue time. It's clue time. Up next, though, are you or someone you know an email hoarder? Now, what I mean by this, you've got thousands upon thousands of either unopened, unread, or just emails just sitting there. No use. You and I yesterday on the email deleting change.
In all kinds of trouble.
We'll chat more about that in just a minute. And yesterday, you and I, Stephen, we had a day of email cleansing, didn't we?
Yeah, we were in all kinds of trouble deleting emails. And for you, they were basically coming in quicker than you could delete them.
That's right. So you and I both have Gmail. And when you start getting warnings, don't you, when you're near full?
Yeah, but they fall on deaf ears.
Yeah, I don't listen either. And then the only time I listen is when they're like, you're out of storage.
Yeah, which happened to, coincidentally, both you and I on the same day.
I know.
Crazy.
And we both realised that deep down, we're email hoarders.
Yeah, well, you never know when you might need that information that's sitting there. What, my Uber Eats receipt from 4 years ago?
That's right.
Might need that. Exactly. Who knows?
And you use it as like a quasi-storage as well for documents and stuff like that.
Well, that's when it really became an issue, was yesterday. I have like a Google Doc, which I use to plan the show.
Yeah.
Write down all my points and stuff like that. And it was like, you cannot edit this Google Doc. You're out of storage. I went, oh, I'm going to have to start deleting these emails. And the problem is, you've got that much storage. You can let it get so bad. You delete like 200 emails. You still got 100%. Like, it doesn't even do a dent, you know?
That's right. I mean, it's just like, yeah, 100 does nothing, especially if you delete ones that don't have much, like, attachments or anything.
Yeah.
That you may as well have done nothing, right? So this is what we wanted to do here. 4967-4105, are you an email hoarder? Or do you live with one? Maybe it's your partner and you're like, why have you got 5,000 unread emails in there?
Well, and I feel like it checks for you and I because we're both very unorganized people.
Sure.
But someone who shocked me as an email hoarder was our very own journalist, Jess from the newsroom. Shock, horror. I thought you would be someone deleting emails as they come in.
I don't know if it's just like pure laziness or what it is. Like,
you know, it's pure laziness.
I guess like a month ago, I had to go through and do the same thing and I made folders and I was like, oh, I'll put that there, I'll put that there and I'll delete those. And like, it's already like built up again. There's so many unread emails. Everyone like looks at my unread, you know, little red number app. Everyone's like, what? Oh my God.
Part of it though, does make you feel popular. It's like 4,000 notifications. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. People want to contact me.
Yes.
Big shot over here. That's it. So this is what we're after. 4967-4105. Maybe you want to dob yourself in, you know, a little confession. This is your chance. Or maybe it's a partner, a friend or something, workmate, that kind of thing. Worst email hoarders in Newcastle is what we're after here.
Yeah, that number 4967-4105, and give us, I guess, how many emails are sitting there, unread maybe in your inbox, etc. And best callers on air today could be off to Gold Class at Event Cinema's Katara, movie of your choice. So you get to watch it in the luxury of Gold Class. How good's that? 4967-4105, chasing Newcastle's worst email hoarders. So let's go to Belmont first. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now tell us, what's your email inbox looking like? Give us some figures here. What's going on?
40,237 unread just in my Yahoo one.
Beg your pardon, 40,000. Oh, my days. That'll take you so long to get through all them. Honestly, it's too far gone. You're beyond help, I think.
I deleted 800 in one day once, and that was just annoying, so I just don't do it no more.
You just let them build up.
Well, yeah, clearly, 40,000 doesn't happen overnight.
Exactly, just buy more space. Unreal.
That is unbelievable. Makes you and I look like novices. Maybe we need to hoard more.
That's right. Maybe we've got work to do. Do we need to switch over to Yahoo? Do you get more storage?
I have no idea. Let's go into town, into Newey next. Hey, Jake, what are your numbers looking like? Is it for you or for someone you know?
I've got a bit of both, but I'm running 7,570 at the moment.
In your Gmail?
Yeah, that's on Gmail.
Got to be close to full storage.
No, it's
22%. You got apes to go.
Yeah,
there.
Don't worry about it. Keep hoarding them.
Yeah, that's right. Keep up the good work. I'm to Thornton next. Katrina, what's your email situation look like?
My inbox is 20,770.
Oh, my God.
And my junk mail is like 350.
Wow, at all times, unreal. You've made Stephen and I look like proper mugs, actual amateurs.
Well, that's it. I genuinely thought our numbers, I didn't want to say our numbers because I thought no one would be able to beat them. And we've just been mugged off by all of Newcastle. They made us look fools.
They certainly have. UFM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
Oh, Stephen, I am feeling relaxed now as we sit in the spa here, just chilling out. It's very comfortable, isn't it?
It most certainly is. 4967-4105, the number to call. If you want to try and get your hands on this $10,000 spa, of course, you and I, Crevo, trying to put as many Novocastrians as possible in the draw for this six-seat $10,000 spa, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle.
Yeah, it's so easy to get in the draw. All you got to do is identify the celebrities that hop in here with us, and if you get it right, you're in the draw.
Now, Crevo, this latest star who is in the spa with you and I has been in here for quite a while now. They're getting prune fingers,
Comfortable, but they want to hop out if possible.
So I thought what we'd do is help people along. Obviously, we'll play the audio and then maybe a clue to help people try and guess who they think the star is.
All right, here we go, and then you'll get a clue in a second, so just hang tight.
I have a rule in my show with all the crew and everybody. Do not tell me who's in the performance. I don't want to know if there's a famous person, or I just don't want to know, because it will make me self-conscious.
All right, there you go. The latest star in New FM's Star Spa. And the clue I have in front of me, I can't believe they've given me this clue, Crevo, because basically giving it away.
Surely not.
If you don't know that gentleman's voice, you might recognise the voice of his Ted E. Bear. That's what I've got for you. 4967-405, of course, that magic number. And on the other side of this, we'll be giving one Novocastrian the chance to get in the draw for a $10,000 spa, thanks to Just Spas Newcastle.
Let's meet our contestant now, Takari. It's Janelle. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yourself?
Very good. You fancy yourself a spa owner in your dreams?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everyone does, right?
What a silly question.
Oh, sorry. I've asked a silly question. I'm sorry about that.
All right, well, let's try and get Janelle in the draw. So what we'll do here, Janelle, is we'll play the audio for you one more time, and then we'll press you for an answer, and fingers crossed we can put you in the draw for this spa.
Okie dokie.
Here we go.
I have a rule in my show with all the crew and everybody. Do not tell me who's in the performance. I don't want to know. If there's a famous person, or I just don't want to know, because it will make me self-conscious.
Okay, it's time for an answer. Janelle from Curry, who is in the spa with us?
Is it David Straussman?
That is correct. Well done. You are in the draw to win this $10,000 spa. How easy was that?
Oh, pretty easy with a clue. It was great.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what you get rewarded for listening. Because, you know, if you're listening, if you do FM locked, loaded and loud, right around the clock, you get those additional sneaky little clues. That's what you get. It's a reward for being loyal. And hopefully your reward is a $10,000 spa. Janelle, of course, in the draw. Your next chance coming with Scott for your workday. If you want to get this $10,000 spa, thanks to Just Spas Newcastle.
New FM.
Newcastle Knights since 1989.
Yeah, I mean, Knights fever has never been higher than it is at the moment. After a resounding win, sold out McDonald Jones Stadium on Sunday against Canberra, the Knights move on to week two of the finals. They take on the Waz in New Zealand. They're playing Saturday. And, of course, ahead of the game, we've got one of the Knights stars, Jacob Saifidi, joining us. Hey, Jacob, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Now, of course, everyone's talking about this massive crowd on Sunday. How was it?
Mate, it's definitely the best home crowd I've ever played in front of. And, you know, I was close to rivals, you know, a couple of Origin crowds I've played in front of too. And, you know, that Newcastle team, when I went up for like multiple times, it was deafening. So, yeah, it was such an awesome experience.
Yeah, it would have been unreal. They were silenced a bit in that first half, though. I want to know, you come into the Sheds at halftime, what does the scene look like? Is AOB calm? Is he, like, pretty angry? Is he giving you a spray? What? How's he kind of tackle a situation like that?
When we first came in, we got a bit of a wrap-up, and, you know, yep. It was, well-deserved. And, you know, we basically just said, we hold the ball, we'll be right. Give credit to Canberra, you know, they rattled our cages a little bit. But, you know, it was definitely the worst half a footy with the ball we've had the whole year, probably since the Para game. So we knew if we just got back to our processes and held onto the ball, that we'd get ourselves back into the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't help as well when your star players goes down. Jacko Hastings, unfortunately, looks like he's done that ankle again. Any update? Is he definitely out for this weekend?
Oh, I'm not too sure. We have an out team meeting here. We'll probably announce that to the team this afternoon. But Jacko's pretty tough, I'm sure. The club will give him every chance to play. But that's in his hands now.
Yeah. Now, when do you guys actually fly over?
We fly out early Thursday morning.
Okay.
Captains run Friday or something like that before the game? Is that how we run?
Yeah, we do. So we'll fly out Thursday morning, land there, relaxing that Thursday, then we'll do our captain's run over there on the Friday.
Nice one. Bit of relaxation, cheeky hokey pokey ice cream in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Now,
you get it.
I want to talk about an injury that's not as serious, I don't think, but how is Dyson Gamble recovering from this alleged bite? How's his wrist looking? Is it all good?
I think he was just milking, trying to get the bearing on the weekend, but he's come out and said that he's not going to make any further comment, but it is what it is.
But you are.
Yeah, do you think he's a bit soft or the boys giving him a hard time around the Sheds?
Oh, yeah. Straight after the game.
Yeah, rightfully so as well. I've never seen anything like that. But it seemed to rev up the Newcastle crowd, which in turn, I guess, revved you guys up. Massive second half. Big thanks to all the stars as well. And fingers crossed you guys can get over the line against the Wires on Saturday. All the Newcastle will be cheering you on, Jacob.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for coming on. And, yeah, wow. I mean, what a great time to be a Newcastle Knights fan, right, Stephen?
Oh, it's never been more exciting than right now. That's for sure.
New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Hey, Creve, I went to the gym yesterday.
Oh, very good.
And I just finished.
You're looking trim.
Yeah, thanks, mate. So I just finished my workout and was at the little pigeonholes next to where the door is to get in and out. So
sure.
Just where you can store all your bags and your possessions, keys, whatever, while you're doing your workout.
Yeah.
So I went to the pigeonhole, grabbed me stuff, and while I was there, there was a gentleman who was at reception, and he was like, "I want to leave the gym." And the lady yelled, "Oh, you want to quit your membership, is it?" We try and do it discreet. Got called out by the reception lady.
Now, in that situation, does it like... Is she trying to make an example of him? Is that what's going on?
I think she's trying to publicly shame him. He's been done in for trying to quit the gym, but he looks so trim now, he doesn't need it anymore.
Well, maybe he's defecting to another gym. If he's a very trim person, maybe that's what's happened.
There you go. Scandal happening at the gym. I thought, that is so cheeky.
Yeah, very much so. You wake it up with the Novos.
And Crevo was chatting to me folks, just called them the other day, just having a bit of a catch-up. And I was talking about some of the guys I play footy with. Anyway, we were having a bit of a chat, and Mum just randomly, out of the blue, said, "Oh, I really like the name David." We're talking about a friend of mine, David, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
So she was like, "Oh, I really like the name David. I always want to name your brother David," which wouldn't be an issue normally, but obviously my last name's Jones, so his name would therefore be David Jones. So my dad, I think rightfully, vetoed this decision.
Yeah, he went, you can't call a kid David Jones.
You can't be doing that, you know? And yeah, I think rightfully he's made that decision. And Mum then argued, you know, "You got to name Stephen, so I get to name the next kid. I want to name him David." Dad's like, "Not happening. Mum, you know, I've always loved the name David ever since I was a little girl. And now just because I've married someone with the last name Jones..."
That's ruled out for
I'm
me.
"I'm not allowed to name my kid David. I've always wanted to name my son David." Anyway, Dad put his foot down, vetoed it, said that's not going to happen. Yeah. But you hear stories about this quite frequently. Like, I went to school with a girl. Her name was Jesse James, who was like a famous American outlaw, train robber. Another guy I went to school with, his name was Taylor Swift. Now, that one, I think he was probably named before Taylor Swift came to prominence.
But maybe not. This is the thing. I mean, can you name a kid after someone famous? Or is it asking for trouble? Is it no good?
It's almost like not naming them after that famous person, but the name's already taken by an established celebrity.
Yeah.
Can you still use it, or have they almost reserved that name?
I think they, personally, I think they've reserved it. I think once someone's established and famous, you can't use that name anymore. Cross it off the list.
So if someone famous has the same last name as you,
you can't use the first name.
Interesting.
It's done.
Under any circumstance, you reckon?
Absolutely not. I think you're mad too, because that kid is always going to cop it then.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift, sing us another song, would you?
Yeah, we did. Used to bully poor Taylor.
Of course.
Yeah, of course we did. We were kids.
kids are foolish and mostly don't know what they're doing with life.
All right. Well, let's ask this question, I guess. 4967 4105. Can you give your kid the same name as a celebrity?
Or maybe you have the same name as a celebrity. What's that like?
Yeah, or you know someone, you've named your kids, you've made this decision yourself. 4967 4105. Of course, we're chasing the best stories on air to give away a double pass to Event Cinemas Katara in Gold Class, if you don't mind. Any film you want, you get to watch it in the luxury of Gold Class. How good's that?
Well, live life like a celebrity, if you will.
Absolutely. 4967 4105. We'll start in Madawi. Yeah, good morning, Jody. Do you think this is right or wrong?
Oh, absolutely. You can name your child after a celebrity. I did.
Oh, okay. Well, what did you name your child?
I called my child Shania Twain.
Yeah, right. Is your last name Twain, Jody?
No, it's Twain.
Oh, so similar, yeah.
Similar, but not the same.
Okay, I like that. I do like it, Jody. A bit cheeky.
Close but no cigar,
as I'd like to say. Yeah. All right, we'll go next to Cardiff. Good morning, Katie. What are your thoughts on this one?
I think it's a hilarious stitch-up, and your prerogative as a parent, so absolutely I'm for it.
Yeah, you reckon? Right. But the poor kid's got to live with it for the rest of their life. It's a five-minute joke for you.
Builds resilience. I think it's hilarious. Plus, how funny is it when they call Centrelink? What's your name? Oh, my first name's Sue. What's your surname? Ridge. Sue Ridge. Hilarious. I love it.
Funny for everyone else, perhaps. Poor kid's got no chance. They're going to 18 to go change their name legally.
Yeah, that's it. Now, you can, of course, also contact us anytime on Instagram, at the Novos _. Like Jasmine says, it said, I named my daughter Samantha Jade.
No.
Yes, apparently so.
At least Samantha Jade's B-level enough that you might get away with it. Like, is Samantha Jade a household name?
Yeah, of course.
Name Samantha Jade song.
No, I can't.
Yeah, there you go. You might get away with it. I don't know. I'm not a fan of that at all. The more I hear this, the more I'm thinking, absolutely not.
Your brother's dodged a bullet.
But there you go. Newcastle in disagreement with us, Crevo. They reckon fair game. All fair in love and war and naming your child, apparently.
Whatever you want, exactly.
There you go. We're done and dusted for today. Before we go, though, a bit of housekeeping. Some fun housekeeping, though, because we've got a double pass in Gold Class to Event Cinemas Katara. I reckon we give it to Megan in Belmont, who had over 40,000 emails sitting in her old Yahoo account.
It's a massive, the biggest email hoarder in Newcastle. I think we can post that claim.
And I think the tickets get emailed out to her, so make that 40,001 to Megan.
We know exactly how many she's got now. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
We'll catch you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.